Pender was still wearing only his towel when he stepped into the barracks. Bean saw him standing there, his face a rictus of death, and thought, he knows the Bonzo is dead, and it's killing him. "Ho, Ender," said Hot Soup, who was standing near the door with the other toon leaders. "There going to be a practice tonight?" asked one of the younger soldiers. Ender handed a slip of paper to Hot Soup. "I guess that means not," said Nikolai softly. Hot Soup read it. "Those sons of bitches. Two at once?" Crazy Tom looked over his shoulder. "Two armies?" "They'll just trip over each other," said Bean. What appalled him most about the teachers was not the stupidity of trying to combine armies, a ploy whose ineffectiveness had been proved time after time throughout history, but rather the get-back-on-the-horse mentality that led them to put more pressure on Ender at this of all times. Couldn't they see the damage they were doing to him? Was their goal to train him or break him? Because he was trained long since. He should have been promoted out of battle school the week before. And now they give him one more battle? A completely meaningless one when he's already over the edge of despair? "I've got to clean up," said Ender. "Get them ready. Get everybody together. I'll meet you there at the gate." In his voice, Bean heard a complete lack of interest. No, something deeper than that. Ender doesn't want to win this battle. Ender turned to leave. Everyone saw the blood on his head, his shoulders, down his back. He left. They all ignored the blood. They had to. "Two fart-eating armies," cried Crazy Tom. "We'll whip their butts." That seemed to be the general consensus as they got into their flash suits. Bean tucked the coil of deadline into the waist of his flash suit. If Ender ever needed a stunt, it would be for this battle, when he was no longer interested in winning. As promised, Ender joined them at the gate before it opened. Just barely before. He walked down the corridor lined with his soldiers who looked at him with love, with awe, with trust. Except Bean, who looked at him with anguish. Ender Wiggin was not larger than life, Bean knew. He was exactly life-sized, and so his larger-than-life burden was too much for him. And yet he was bearing it. So far. The gate went transparent. Four stars had been combined directly in front of the gate, completely blocking their view of the battle room. Ender would have to deploy his forces blind. For all he knew, the enemy had already been let into the room 15 minutes ago. For all he could possibly know, they were deployed just as Bonzo had deployed his army, only this time it would be completely effective to have the gate ringed with enemy soldiers. But Ender said nothing, just stood there looking at the barrier. Bean had halfway expected this. He was ready. What he did wasn't all that obvious. He only walked forward to stand directly beside Ender at the gate. But he knew that was all it would take. A reminder. "Bean," said Ender, "take your boys and tell me what's on the other side of this star." "Yes, sir," said Bean. He pulled the coil of deadline from his waist, and with his five soldiers he made the short hop from the gate to the star. Immediately the gate he had just come through became the ceiling, the star their temporary floor. Bean tied the deadline around his waist while the other boys unspooled the line, arranging it in loose coils on the star. When it was about one-third played out, Bean declared it to be sufficient. He was guessing that the four stars were really eight, that they made a perfect cube. If he was wrong, then he had way too much deadline and he'd crash into the ceiling instead of making it back behind the star. Worse things could happen. He slipped out beyond the edge of the star. He was right, it was a cube. It was too dim in the room to see well what the other armies were doing, but they seemed to be deploying. There had been no head start this time, apparently. He quickly reported this to Ducheval, who would repeat it to Ender while Bean did his stunt. Ender would no doubt start bringing out the rest of the army at once, before the time clicked down to zero. Bean launched straight down from the ceiling. Above him, his tune was holding the other end of the deadline secure, making sure it fed out properly and stopped abruptly. Bean did not enjoy the wrenching of his gut when the deadline went taut, but there was a kind of thrill to the increase of speed as he suddenly moved south. He could see the distant flashing of the enemy firing up at him. Only soldiers from one half of the enemy's area were firing. When the deadline reached the next edge of the cube, his speed increased again, and now he was headed upward in an arc that for a moment looked like it was going to scrape him against the ceiling. Then the last edge bit, and he scooted in behind the star and was caught deftly by his tune. Bean wiggled his arms and legs to show that he was none the worse for his ride. What the enemy was thinking about his magical maneuvers in midair, he could only guess. What mattered was the Ender had not come through the gate. The timer must be nearly out. Ender came alone through the gate. Bean made his report as quickly as possible. "It's really dim, but light enough you can't follow people easily by the lights on their suits. Worst possible for seeing. It's all open space from this star to the enemy side of the room. They've got 8 stars making a square around their door. I didn't see anybody except the ones peeking around the boxes. They're just sitting there waiting for us." In the distance, they heard the enemy begin catcalls. "Hey! We be hungry! Come and feed us! Your ass is dragon! Your ass is dragon!" Bean continued his report, but had no idea if Ender was even listening. "They fired at me from only one half their space, which means that the two commanders are not agreeing and neither one has been put in supreme command." "In a real war," said Ender, "any commander with brains at all would retreat and save this army." "What the hell?" said Bean. "It's only a game." It stopped being a game when they threw away the rules. This wasn't good, thought Bean. How much time did they have to get their army through the gate? "So you throw them away too?" He looked Ender in the eye, demanding that he wake up, pay attention, act. The blank look left Ender's face. He grinned. It felt damn good to see that. "Okay. Why not? Let's see how they react to a formation."